I just did a deep dive on the world of smart lights, asking the Google Assistant, the Amazon connected speakers, and Siri to turn the lights on, turn them off, change the colors, set timers, and do all sorts of fun things. This is probably the easiest way to bring smart home technology to your home. But there's a bunch of questions you're going to want to ask yourself. Let's dive in today on Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Number one, why add smart lights? Well, they're fun, both in using your voice to command the lights on and off, creating mood lighting and scenes like recess-colored lighting while you're watching TV, and you can set timers to have the lights turn on automatically from outside the home. Where do I start? First, you start looking up prices. Now, there's a giant gap. You can buy a two-pack of plain dumb bulbs at Home Depot for $10. Or you can pick up a twofer of smart lights from Philips for $30. What about that hub? Yes, the Hue lights, as well as others from Hive and Sengold, need to be connected to a hub, which is an additional cost. The four-pack, which comes with a hub from Philips, is $200. Now, the benefit of a hub is that it can do more elaborate setups like mood lighting or things like that. The downside, and it's big for, I think, most people, it's yet another product asking to take up valuable real estate on your electrical strips. The plug on the Philips hub is so big, it takes up two spots on the six-plug strip, and it also has to be connected physically to the router. Do you have an open slot in your router to add the hub? One nice perk of the Philips Hub, which I recently reviewed, was able to pair both the Amazon Echo Show speaker and the Google Home from the Hub, despite both of them being competing platforms. What about going without a hub? A new trend. A quick search for smart lights on Amazon shows many lights now advertising their services, saying no hub required. I plugged in one of the smart lights from Eufy into a traditional lamp, and I got Siri, the Google Assistant, and Alexa to turn it on and off, dim the light, and set a timer for shine times. My lamp was $22. However, it couldn't change colors. Eufy has a model that will switch colors without a hub, thank you, for $35. Another product I want to alert you to is the smart plug if you want to save money and you're satisfied with just using your voice to turn on and off the light bulb. Look at a smart plug. Both Amazon and Wemo have plugs available for around $25, and they're as simple gets. You connect the smart plug to electricity, add your non-smart lamp, and train Alexa, Google, and/or Siri to turn it on and off. You can also set up timers for the lights as well. Boo alert! The smart plug is another electrical strip abuser. The thing is giant and takes up way too much space. How about a more economically sized version, guys? Once you get everything together, you'll have to open up the apps, the Amazon Echo and Google Home product apps, to link them to your lights. Apple Siri, use the Home app on the iPhone. My take is that adding the lights was easy. Getting them to respond correctly, as always with personal assistants, was sometimes a chore. Google got it right 80% of the time. Amazon was in the 50% range. Siri was way behind at around 10%. Much of it has to do with diction and using the exact phrase the assistants need to hear. Alexa often couldn't make it out when I asked to turn on the lights until I switched it to turn on the Hue lamps or change the color of Hue lamp number one to red. Google gave me a little bit of I don't understand that sassiness a few times, but was pretty spot on for turning the lights on and off and changing colors. Siri could turn on the lights occasionally, but I never got it to turn them off. Now that's not smart, is it? Folks, you have questions about setting up a smartphone? I would love to answer them on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find us. And thanks everyone for listening.